跟他们对地上父亲的爱，来提醒我们要来爱我们天上的父亲。
Their love for their earthly father reminds us of that we should love our heavenly father.
我们请弟兄姊妹一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
第一处我们读约翰一书五章十九节。
Let's first turn to 1 John 5:19.
我们翻到以后，我们大家都一起读，中英文都一起读，好吗？
1 John 5:19. Once you find the verse, let's read them together in both English and Chinese.
约翰一书五章十九节。
1 John 5:19.
好，我们大家一起来。
Let's read together.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。第二处，出埃及记十二章十一节。
Second place, Exodus 11, chapter 12, verse 11.
出埃及记第十二章十一节。
Exodus 12:11.
出埃及记十二章十一节，来。你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧地吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。接着我们读约翰福音第十七章十四节。
Then we'll read from the book of John,
17:14.约翰福音第十七章十四节。
John 17:14。
约翰福音第十七章十四节，一起来。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。好，接着我们读哥林多后书。六章十七十八。
Second Corinthians chapter six, verses seventeen to eighteen.
林后六章十七十八节。
2 Corinthians 6:17-18.
林后六章第十七节，一起来。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别。不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。接着我们再读希伯来书第十一章。
Then we'll read from Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
我们先读十三到十六节。
We'll first read from verses 13 to 16.Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章十三节，一起来。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人，是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备一座城。接着我们读同一章的二十四到二十八节。
Then we'll read from the first chapter, verses 24.through 28.
第二十四节，来。
24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主， 他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。好，我们接着再读哥林多前书第一章。
Then we'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章，我们读30-31节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll read from verses 30-31.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
好，我们一起来。但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。好，你请弟兄姊妹再耐心一下，我们再读两处加拉太书。首先是加拉太书6:14。
14,
这个也印在你的程序单的这个前面那里经文。
OK, Galatians
6:14。
Galatians 6:14.
加拉太书6:14，一起来。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。好，最后是约翰福音12。
Lastly, we'll read John 12.
约翰福音12:31-32。
John 12:31-32.
约翰第十二章三十一、三十三十一跟三十二。
John 12:31-32.
好，一起来。现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Lord, thank you for your precious words.
你的话是我们灵的粮。
The words are our spiritual food.
也是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
And the lamp unto our at our feet and the light unto our path.
主啊，当我们活在这黑暗的世界中。
As we live in this dark world.
我们何等需要你的话语。
How much we need your word.
让我们好活在光中。
So that we can live in light.
谢谢主今天早晨把这些话赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words today.
求你自己借着圣灵把这些话启示出来。
Please reveal yourself in these words through spirit.
使我们的灵能够认识话语真实的意义。
So that our spirit will recognize the true meaning of your words.
使我们行在你所喜悦的道路上。
So that we can walk on a path that's pleasing to you.
我们把这篇信息仰望在你的手中。
We give the following message in your hand.
求你使我们成为与世界分别的百姓。
Lord, help us to be the people that are separated from the world.
使教会不列在万邦当中。
So that the church is not among the nations.
使我们不属世界，只属神。
So that we are not belong, we do not belong to this world, but belong to the Lord only.
求你祝福以下的时间。
Lord, bless the time.
从头到末了与我们同在。
Be with us from the beginning to the end.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姊妹已经知道我们今天要讲的题目是与世界分别。
So already know the title today is going to be separation from the world.
我想我们看看这个世界的发展。
So as we look at the progress of this world,
我们都可以感觉到我们是身处在一个何等邪恶危险的一个世界当中。
We really could understand what an evil and dangerous world we're in today.
神的百姓今天在地上生活是艰难的。
God's people today living on the earth is not easy.
所以我觉得在这样的一个时代
in this world,
与世界的分别对我们就是特别的重要。
Setting apart from the world is especially important for us.
当我们的神救赎我们的时候
when our Lord saved us,
他有一个很重要的目的
he had a really great purpose.
就是让我们被从世界救出来
That is to save us from this world.
能够侍奉神。
To serve Him.
把我们分别为圣归给神。
And so that we can be separated apart and to fit for the Lord.
我很喜欢在中文和合本圣经里面有一个特别的做法。
I really like a way that's done in the Chinese translation.
就是归耶和华为圣这几个字。
These specific words set apart to the Lord.
那个在出埃及记有一处。
So at one place in Exodus.
在撒加利亚书有一处。
And also in Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, that was also written.
和本圣经都把那个字特别放大，很大很大的字。
In the Chinese translation, it actually specifically enlarged those words.
表示编圣经的弟兄或姊妹，他们感觉到归耶和华为圣是特别重要。
That means those editors or the translators of the Bible of the Chinese version, they really think these words are super important.
是的，非常的重要。
Yes, indeed, they're very important.
但是我们必须先跟世界有分别，才能够归耶和华为圣。
But we first have to be separated from this world, then we'll be able to belong to God.
因为神救赎我们。
Because God has saved us.
要我们侍奉他的时候。
To ask us to serve Him.
什么是最拦阻我们达到神这个目的的？
What is the biggest hurdle for us?
那就是世界。
That is this world.
我们活在这个世界中。
As we live in this world.
我们每一件事都跟这个世界好像都有关联。
Everything that we do all seems to be connected with this world.
我们的时间，
our time,
我们的金钱，
our money,
我们的力量，
our power,
我们所有一切的资源，
all resources,
都好像跟这个世界有一点点关联。
All seem to be connected with this world one way or another.
那如何使在这个关联当中又可以分别？
How can we be set apart from all these amongst all these connections?
就是我们今天弟兄姊妹一同来思想的。
That's what we would like to think about together.
那到底什么是世界呢？
What does it mean really this world?
神究竟我们跟世界是哪一个世界的分别呢？
So when God wants to set us apart from the world, which world is He referring to?
在希腊文的这个里面呢，世界是用 cosmos 这个字来代表的。
In the Greek language,world is represented by the word cosmos.
所以在圣经里头，这个字也用了很多。
So that's why the Bible also uses this word a lot.
那么在堕落之前
，So before the
亚当堕落
，falling before the falling.
那么这个世界的词呢，指的是地上的人和地上的事物。
The world referred to the earth and everything on the earth.
那这些在神眼中呢都是好的。
So all these things in God's eyes were good.
所以我们看到创世纪第一章里头，神每一天的重造，他都说神看着是好的。
As you read through the first chapter of Genesis, after the creation by the Lord, every day after every day, God says, God thinks it's good.
所以像约翰福音三章十六节。
So just as recorded in John 3:16.
他所讲到这个神爱世人，也用的是同一个字。
For God loved the world, that world is using the same word.
所以地人是世上的事物，原先从神而来，也是神所爱的。
The earth, the people, all are the things of the world, and those are what created by God, and God loved them, and it was from God.
但是在堕落之后，
But after the falling,
仇敌借着亚当给他的这个机会，他成为这个世界的王。
The enemy became the king of this world through the opportunity that Adam gave him.
所以使徒约翰得到启示。
So John the apostle John got the revelation.
他告诉我们说，全世界都握在那恶者的手中。
Told us that the whole world is under the enemy.
所以撒旦就成了这世界的王。
So Satan became the king of this world.
那么他借着神所给他的智慧。
So he by the wisdom given by God,
亚当所让给他的权柄
and the authority yielded by Adam,
他就在这个世界来编织一个系统。
Satan now weaved a network in this world,
他建立了一个制度
and established a system,
这些东西他都是按着属肉体的条例所建立起来的。
All based on the rules of the flesh,
意思就是说他把人引诱犯罪，成为肉体。
In other words, Satan tempted the man to become flesh.
然后他就按肉体喜欢的去编组一个世界，把人都吸引到里面去。
And he made a world to tempt all those people, like by the temptation of the flesh.
那么这整个系统、整个制度就来与神为敌。
So this whole system and this whole network is against God.
让神的旨意得不着成就。
And trying to thwart the purpose of God.
因为神的旨意是在人的身上。
Because God's will is on human.
而人一旦跟世界没有分别。
But when the human race cannot be separated from the world,
神在人的身上就做不成他的工作。
Then God cannot accomplish His will through man.
那因此神吩咐我们要与世界分别。
That's why God asked us to set apart from the world.
那我们可以从圣经很多的例子看见。
So we can see from many examples in the Bible.
这些分别都是在旧约时代清清楚楚的一幅一幅的图画告诉我们。
And by many, many pictures of the stories written in the Old Testament, how to set apart from the world.
譬如说，像亚伯拉罕从乌尔被召出来。
For example, Abraham was called from Ur.
乌尔是代表一个宗教的世界。
Ur represent a religious world.
是偶像的发源地。
Was the origin of the idols.
那么，神所呼召的亚伯拉罕必须离开乌尔。
God called Abraham and he had to leave for Ur.
必须搬到迦南地。
And he had to move to the land of Canaan.
所以神要我们脱离宗教世界。
So God wants us to leave the world of religion.
那么圣经中另外一个世界的例子是索多玛。
The other example for the world is Sodom.
索多玛代表这个世界的罪恶。
Sodom represents the evil of the world.
我们知道罗德所在的这个城。
So the city Lot was in.
啊，罪恶深重。
There was so much sin.
特别是到后来是同性恋非常的猖狂。
Toward the end, homosexual behavior was so serious in that city.
所以神决定用火把整个城都完全毁灭。
So God decided to finish this city by fire.
但是他因为亚伯拉罕的缘故，他纪念罗德。
But because of Abraham, God remembered Lot.
然后他把罗德和他的家人要带出来。
So he wanted to save Lot and his family.
所以我们看见，即使像罗德这样子，因为爱这个世界上的东西，渐渐挪移帐篷到了索多玛城的人。
So even somebody like Lot, who because of his love of the world, gradually moved his tent toward the world to Sodom, into the city of Sodom.
神尚且在毁灭前都要把他救出来，分别出来。
God even cared for him and tried to save him from the city of Sodom before he burned the city.
这是第二个例子。
That was the second example.
那么另外一个例子呢，就是以色列人的出埃及。
The third example is recorded in the book of Exodus, when Israelites left Egypt.
啊，埃及代表着这个世界的荣华富贵，也代表世界的快乐。
Egypt represented the prosperity of the world and the joy of the world.
所以埃及当时很强盛。
So at that time, Egypt was very strong.
但是也很腐败。
But was also completely corrupted.
还可以让人在那里得着权势，得着财富。
It could give people power and money.
但是也可以让人在那里沉迷最终之乐。
It could also make people completely indulged in sin.
因此，神用他的大能把他的百姓以色列全部带出埃及。
So by his great power, God led the entire Israelites people out of Egypt.
那么第四个呢，就是巴比伦。
So the fourth example is Babylon.
我们知道以色列人他们应当住的地方是迦南地。
You know the Israelites are supposed to dwell in the land of Canaan.
但是因为他们去拜偶像，去跟外邦人混杂。
But because of their idol worship and intermarriage with Gentiles,
所以神就把他们 这个掳到巴比伦去，借着巴比伦人把他们掳到巴比伦去。
So God by the hands of the Chaldeans and captivated them into the land of Babylon.
但是那只不过是管教的手段。
But that was only a method of discipline.
等到七十年满了。
When 70 years have passed,
神就再把他的百姓要带回到迦南地。
God led his people back to the land of Canaan.
这巴比伦代表什么？
So what does Babylon represent?
巴比伦代表世界的混乱。
Babylon represents the turmoil of this world.
就是说撒旦他最喜欢把东西都弄得模糊不清。
Satan likes best to confuse the things of the world.
让人没有一个固定的原则可以遵循。
So that we don't have a set of principles that we can go by.
就好像这里有一池水，他就把它搅得非常非常的浑。
It's just like a pond of water. He would try to muddy the water.
让鱼啊在里边呢都不太容易生存。
So that the fish living in the pond could hardly survive.
我们在圣经里面，神就用鱼来说明我们。
So in the Bible, actually God describes us as the fish.
鱼能够活在水中，它就代表复活的生命。
Because the fish living in the water represent the resurrected life.
那我们从蒙恩得救的时候
，the moment that we are saved，
就得着了复活的生命。
We obtain that resurrected life.
所以我们是属于复活的一般人。
So we are the people that are saved.
从我们蒙恩得救以后
，when we are saved by grace，
死亡已经没有权势。
Death no longer has its sting.
这是我们的地位。
That's our position.
所以我们必须与这个混杂的巴比伦也必须分别。
So we have to be set apart from this confusing and turmoil world of Babylon. 特别是
当我们看见启示录的时候，
especially when we see in the book of Revelation,
神对巴比伦有一个严厉的刑罚。
God really punished Babylon.
把他叫他倾倒。
Severely and say down, fall,
然后
falling,
用火焚烧。
And burned by a fire.
如同他对索多玛的刑罚一样。
Just as the punishment received by the city of Sodom.
这就是世界的结局。
That's the consequence of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们必须认识世界。
We have to understand.
它有各种不同的性质。
There are many different natures.
无论是宗教，
regardless of religion.
无论是罪中之乐，
the joy of the sin.
无论是财荣华富贵财富，
regardless of the power and wealth and your position，
或是他没有原则、毫无道德的这许多的作为，
or the lack of ethics and principles，
我们都必须跟他分别。
We should all set ourselves apart from them。
但是世界却是跟我们肉体如此相合。
But the world is in such synchrony with our flesh。
叫我们真是非常的喜欢他。
We all kind of like it。
即使像以色列人，
just as the Israelites，
他们已经在肉身上被从埃及带出来分开了。
Their bodies, they were led out from Egypt。
我们都知道，在旷野里头，他们屡次遇到困难，就想回埃及。
You know, in the wilderness, whenever they encountered difficulties, they wanted to return to Egypt。
他们常常回想能够在肉锅旁边吃饭。
They always remembered how they could gather around a hot pot and eat.
多么想念那里的黄瓜、韭菜、葱蒜，那些很有味道的东西。
They missed their cucumbers and chives and other delicious food.
对我们的肉体来说，世界的东西都蛮有味道的。
To our flesh, things of this world are all very delicious.
那他的小说、电影，许多的事物都很吸引我们。
The novels, the movies, all those kind of things attract us.
甚至有些人也可以被体育啊、娱乐啊这些东西吸引得很快。
Some people are also very appealed to sports and other kinds of entertainment.
那也有人热衷于他的政治。
Some people are interested in politics.
那我想经济，那是财富，那更是这个占据很多很多人的心。
Economy and wealth more so occupy the heart of a lot of people.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
无论这些东西从前怎样的吸引我们，
No matter how much these things used to attract us,
蒙得救之后, 我们必须跟他分开。
After we're saved by grace, we
为什么呢?
Have to set ourselves apart from it. Why?
因为这个世界的背后,
because behind this world is the dark power.
那个空中掌权者的首领, 他来引导这个世界。
The head of the power of the air is leading this world.
啊, 运行在悖逆之子的心中。
And it's working in the hearts of those rebellious people.
我们今天看这些提倡自由主义的人士。
So now when we look at those people who promote for freedom,
他们多么尽心竭力地想把这个世界完全地翻转过去。
They try so hard to turn this world around.
这些东西都一直地冲击着基督徒和教会。
And all these things continuously impact the Christians and the church.
如果我们不加防范, 没有分别, 他就会冲进去, 他就会改变。
If we don't watch out and if we don't have discernment, it will attack us and will change things.
所以我们必须深深地体认，世界是妨害教会和基督徒属灵生命的。
So we have to realize that the world is hampering the spiritual life and growth of the Christians.
在使徒们当中,
among the apostles,
使徒约翰。 是特别对世界，这个神托付他跟基督徒们来提醒。
John was especially told by God to remind the Christians.
譬如说，像在福音书里头。Like
in the book the Gospel.
前面三本福音书总共提世界的词呢，就15次。The
first three Gospel books refer to the word world only 15 times total.
但是在约翰福音里面，他就提了78次。
But in the book of John, the Gospel of John, the word world was referred to 78 times.
在约翰所有写的著作里面呢，总共提了105次。
Of all the books written by John, the word was referred to 105 times.
那么神为什么特别使用约翰来提醒这件事情？
So why would God use John specifically to remind us about them?
因为我们知道，在使徒们三个执事当中，约翰是一个特别的任务。
As of the three special apostles of Jesus, John had this special task.
保罗是一个建造的执事，到处建立教会。Paul
was the one who built churches.
那么彼得也是另外的执事。Peter
had the other commission.
他传福音。
To spread the gospel.
那约翰呢，是在教会啊已经被世界渐渐侵入、开始坠落的时候，神使用他来做恢复的工作。God
used John to do the commission. John to do the work of revival during the period of time of early churches that are started to be invaded by the world and started to fall.
啊，这恢复的第一件事情就是认识世界。
The first task of revival is to recognize the world, to set apart from the world.
我们在启示录的第二章里头，我们看见有个教会。
We know in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, there was a church.
哎，叫做北加摩。
Called Pergamum.
那北加摩教会的这个它的词的意义是什么呢？
What does the name the Church of Pergamum mean?
就是结婚。
That means marriage.
那是什么跟什么结婚？
So who is marrying who?
就是世界。 跟教会结婚,
so that means the church is marrying the world.
教会就成了淫妇,
so the church became the whore. Because church was supposed to marry to Jesus.
他应该跟世界清清楚楚分别的。
He was supposed to be set apart from the world.
但是他们联合了。
But they were united.
所以圣经告诉我们说。
So that the Bible told us.
在北加摩教会里面有撒旦的作为。
So that's why the Bible says in the Church of Pergamos there was the work of Satan.
哇，这是何等的可怕。
That is such a awful thing. The seat of Satan. Because when they were gathering, there's a seat dedicated for Satan.
所以当教会这个门如果不把守, 那么就会, 他就会借着世界就冲进去。
So if the gate of the church is not watched for,
啊, 世界的进入,
the world will be invaded.
世界的进入教会呢, 乃是基督徒和教会软弱的主要原因。
And the invasion of the church is the main reason of the weakness of Christians and church.
我们从初期教会就可以看得出来。
We can see this from the early church.
起初的时候, 撒旦用逼迫的手段想要把教会消灭。
In the beginning, Satan wanted to use persecution to destroy the church.
但是没想到基督徒不怕死, 越杀越多。
Unexpectedly, however, the Christians didn't fear death at all, and so more Christians arose.
所以撒旦发现了这个策略呢不行。
So Satan realized that strategy didn't work.
所以从第四世纪之后，他就开始用另外一个策略。
So starting from the 4th century, Satan started with a different strategy.
就是让教会跟世界开始变成朋友了。
That is to allow the church to become friends with the world.
特别是当君士坦丁成为罗马皇帝之后，他把基督教就变成国教。
Especially when King King Constantine became, at that time, he made Christianity the national religion.
所以国家和教会变成联合了。
So the country and the church were united.
后来就一直演变到变成天主教。
And it evolved to today's Catholic churches.
教会不仅是软弱的。
So the Catholic the churches were weakened.
而且全然进入黑暗时期。
And entered into darkness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
世界对教会的危害是远比逼迫更厉害的。
So really, the danger of the world and the consequence of the world is much worse than persecution.
所以为了这个缘故,
because of that,
神要求分别。
God wants us to be separated.
我们从以色列人出埃及可以看得出来。
We can see from Exodus.
刚才我们读到的，在出埃及记第十二章的十一节里面。
When we read Exodus 12:11,
那天是逾越节,
that was the day of Passover.
是神借着羔羊的血拯救以色列长子的日子。
That was the day when God saved the firstborn of the Israelites by the blood of the lamb.
他们在门楣门框上就涂了羊血。
So they put blood on the doorpost.
那凡是有羊血的，那家的长子生命就得到保全。
Whenever there's blood on the doorpost, the firstborn of that family are saved.
这预表着我们的得救。
That is representing the salvation.
依靠基督的宝血，我们得救。
By the blood of Christ.
但是神用以色列人做一个榜样。
But God used Israelites as an example.
一个得救的人立刻要离开埃及。
A person that is saved needs to leave Egypt right away.
神用一幅非常生动的图画告诉我们。
God used a lively picture to tell us.
他说：“你们吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧去吃。这是耶和华的逾越节。”Now
you shall eat it in this manner, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
这个晚餐跟平时的晚餐很不同。This
dinner is very different from every other dinner.
神是多么爱我们。
God loves us so much.
他不仅创造这些宝贵的食物，美味的食物。
He not only created all those delicious food for us.
而且平常的时候，他都要我们坐下来安心的吃，全家人可以谈谈天，可以有彼此的这个。 爱的交流。
And he also led us for the most of the other days, allow us to sit down around the table and enjoy the food with the family and with nice conversations.
但是这个逾越节的晚餐呢，却是要他们赶紧吃。
But the Passover dinner is different. They got to eat in haste.
他们腰间束着带。
They need to be girded.
意思说，他们要束腰，要来征战。
Because that means they, with their loins girded, that means they're ready for battle.
脚上穿着鞋,
and they, their sandals on their feet.
就是一吃完马上要走路的。
That means as soon as they're finished with the meals, they need to go.
这手中拿杖，这个杖就是为走路用的。
And the staff in their hands, the staff is for walking.
而且提醒他们说要赶紧的吃。
And also God reminded them to eat in haste.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这幅图画就是告诉我们。
This picture tells us,
人一得救就必须出埃及。
As soon as we're saved, we must leave Egypt.
不是我们等候多少年以后，那我们才开始慢慢的来对付世界。
It's not to say that after many years after we're saved, we can gradually deal with the world.
那我们的受浸就是以色列人的出埃及。
Our baptism today is the same as the.Out of Egypt of the Israelites.
因为以色列人不仅走开埃及，而且要经过红海。
Because the Israelites would not only leave Egypt, but also they have to cross the Red Sea.
用水把他们跟埃及分开。
And separate them from Egypt by the water.
所以我们的受浸也是跟埃及分开。
So our baptism represents the separation from Egypt.
马可福音第十六章十六节告诉我们。
So Mark 16:16 tells us,
就是信而受浸的必然得救。
Those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
那在约翰福音三章十六节，约翰只讲信就可以得到永生。
In John 3:16, it tells us that those who believe will have eternal life.
但是马可福音说信而受浸才能得救。
But Mark 16:6 says, "He who believed and has been baptized shall be saved."
那这是不是有冲突呢？
Is there are these two conflicting against each other?
没有。
No.
因为约翰讲的是一件事，马可讲的是另外一件事。
Because John is saying one thing and Mark is talking about another.
约翰讲的是当我们用信心接受主的时候。
John is saying when we receive Christ by faith.
我们得到永生。
We receive eternal life.
我们有份于天堂。
We are now a child of heaven.
啊，这个不需要受浸。
That does not require baptism.
但是我们得我们信了主之后
，But after we believe,
并不是马上就被带到天堂。
We're not lifted immediately to heaven.
我们还在世界上生活几十年。
We still live on this world for several decades.
受浸就是为了。让我们在世界上生活，却能够有一个分别的表现。
So the baptism is a representation that we are, even though we're living in this world, but we are separated from this world.
神借着受浸，让我们与基督同死同埋葬。
And through baptism, God allows us to die with Christ.
让我们这个喜欢世界的旧人肉体，能够被十字架所对付。
Let the flesh that loves this world to be dealt with by the cross.
然后我们从水里出来的时候，像死里复活，一举一动有新生的样式。
Then once we emerge from the water, then we're just like the resurrection from death, and so that every action will carry the new life.
所以受浸的得救是指着从世界被救出来。
So.The action of saving from the baptism means that to be saved from the world.
叫我们不再做世界的俘虏。
So that we are no longer captives of this world.
约翰福音的那个得永生呢，是把我们从地狱救出来。
So the obtaining eternal life referred to by John 3:16 was to save us from hell.
让我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道主的预备是何等的卓全。
So brothers and sisters, you know God's preparation for us is so perfect and complete.
那我们既然受浸归入基督了
，Now that we have been baptized into Christ,
后面主要我们在地上怎么来表现呢
？How does God want us to live this life on earth?
约翰福音第十七章告诉我们说。
John 17 tells us,
我们是在世界，但是不属世界。
We are in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
这是主给我们的最高的原则。
This is the highest principle given by God.
我们仍然在世界。
We're still in this world.
我们接触世界各样的事物和系统。
We're in contact with various kind of systems and issues of this world.
但是在我们里面有一个很清楚的界限。
But we have a clear line within us.
我不属于这个世界的系统。
I do not belong to the system of this world.
在宗教的这个世界里头。
In the religious world.
就像佛教。
Like the Buddhism.
他们叫他们的这些和尚尼姑呢，出家人就要远离世界。要去住在深山或是庙宇里边。
So they asked their monks, whether female or males, to leave this world and actually live in a place that's remote from the world.
天主教要这些修士也是住到修道院里边，也是让他们要远离这个世界。
Catholic monks also live in those monasteries and away from the world.
为什么他们要这样做？
Why do they want to do that?
因为知道世界一直的影响基督徒。
Because they know the world will impact, will have influence.
影响他们的这些，影响他们这些佛教徒。
Influence the Buddhists.
而他们又没有什么救法可以帮助他们胜过这个世界。
And there's no other way for them to help those Buddhists to overcome the world.
所以只好采取一种隔离策略。
So they use this method of physical separation.
但是主对我们很有信心。
But God has faith for us.
主也知道他的救恩是足能够把我们从世界分别出来。
God knows His salvation is sufficient to save us from this world.
那么这个以世界到底属不属世界呢？我想举一个例子跟大家说一下。
So in this world versus belonging to this world, I wanted to give you an example.
有一次我在高速公路上开车。
One time I was driving on the highway.
看到有一辆车呢，那这个，它的那个整个图画很特别，一眼就看到它跟人家不同。
I saw a car with a very different picture from all the others.
它的这个图画就是这个西雅图这个海鹰队这个足球队的这个标志。
It's actually the picture of Seattle Seahawks.
然后它就上面就写了一个大大的十二。
And with a big sign of number 12.
我想他花了这个主人花了不少钱，把他的车整个重新喷漆，整个重新化妆过。
I think the owner of the car must have spent a lot of money to repaint the entire car with this picture.
我想说他们家呢，恐怕也是有个大大的这个老鹰，还有一个大大的十二。
So I think their family probably, their house probably has that big Seahawk picture and the number 12 sign.
我想海鹰队的这个一举一动、输赢呢，都非常影响这个人的心。
I'm sure every action of the Seahawk team and their wins and losses would greatly influence this person's heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个人呢，就属海鹰队。
So I think, brothers and sisters, that person belongs to the Seahawk team.
所以从这样来看，
from that point of view,
那个世界上这许多的东西，如果常常打动我们的心，那我们跟他一起起伏不定，那我们可能也要注意。
So if the things of this world often move our hearts, so that our heart will be influenced and fluctuating up and down with those kind of things, then we need to pay attention.
比如说举个例子，股票市场的这个起伏。
For example, the stock market ups and downs.
那很可能，如果我们的心是在那里的话呢，那就非常牵动我们。
If our heart is there, then it'll affect us greatly.
好像我们早晨第一件事情要去看看股票市场如何。
Maybe the first thing we do after getting up in the morning is to check what the stock market looks like today.
弟兄姊妹们，神今天留我们在地上。
God today keeps us on this world.
他就是要我们在世界，可是呢又得胜过世界。
He wants us to be in this world, but will overcome this world.
那我们跟世界的关系就非常的重要。
Now our relationship with this world is very important.
这个关系如果不对，我们跟主的关系也就不对了。
If this relationship is not right, then our relationship with the Lord will not be right.
因为世界恨我们的主。
Because the world hates our Lord.
世界把我们的主钉在十字架上。
The world nailed our Lord onto the cross.
世界也要对付教会。
And the world will also deal with the church.
弟兄姊妹，世界是站在主的对立面。
Brothers and sisters, the world is standing against the Lord.
如果我们跟他做朋友，
if we become friend with the world,
我们就变成与神为敌。
We become the enemy to the Lord.
所以情况就是这么严肃。
So this is a serious matter.
我们必须跟世界维持一个对的关系。
We have to keep the right relationship with this world.
所以在哥林多后书第六章那里，保罗告诉我们一件事。
So that's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul told us one thing.
说你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
So therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you.And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.
这里是一个命令。
So this is a commandment.
你们务必要从他们中间分别出来。
And come out from their midst and be separate.
不要沾染世界的不洁净。
Do not touch what is unclean.
世界的东西不一定都是罪恶。
Well, the things in on this world.Are not all necessarily evil.
但是圣洁的神就是连世俗的东西他也都不接纳。
The holy God will not accept things that are just common.
所以凡属世界的神不要我们去沾染他。
All that belong to the world, God does not want us to touch.
那他说如果我们有这样的分别，
If we can have this separation,
神就收纳我们。
God said,I will be a father to you.
那我们要注意这个字的意思。
We gotta understand the meaning of this world.
我们得救了，成为神的儿女，这是绝对没有问题的。
When we are saved and becoming the children of God, that's not an issue.
但是如果我们跟世界没有分别的时候，
But if we do not set ourselves apart from the world,
神就没有办法悦纳我们。
God won't be pleased with us.
他想到我们的时候，心中就没有快乐。
When he thinks of us, he wouldn't have joy in his heart.
所以只有分别，跟世界分别的神的儿女，神可以欢欢喜喜的收纳。
Only when we are separated from the world can God receive us with a happy heart.
那么他特别讲说，我要做你们的父母，你们要做我的儿女。
And he specifically said, I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me.
是的，在客观上，我们一得救，都是神的儿女。
Indeed, as soon as we're saved, we become the children of God.
但是在主观的经历上，我们能不能常常觉得，我们是神蒙爱的儿女？
But subjectively, do you always feel that you are the sons and daughters loved by God?
我们跟天父的关系是不是很亲近？
Is our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, so intimate?
我们是不是觉得我们所有一切的需要，我们都能够依靠他，心中满有平安？
Do we feel truly that all our needs can be met by our Father, and so that we can have all peace in our heart?
那么反过来。
On the other hand,
如果我们为了生活中许多的事忧心忡忡，
if we are concerned and worry about so many things,
烦恼吃什么喝什么工作很多的问题，
what we clothe ourselves with and our job,
那我们在主观上就没有像是一个蒙爱的儿女可以安枕无忧的活在神面前。
Then subjectively, we really are not like the children who are loved by the Father.
使徒保罗
rest in Lord.
讲完这句话的时候，他特别说，这是全能的主说的。
So after Paul said these words of God, he specifically emphasized, "Says the Lord Almighty."
这个全能的主就是 El Shaddai.
This Lord Almighty is Jehovah Shaddai.
他是说到。神是一位有胸脯的母亲。
That means God is a mother with breasts.
那母亲的胸脯供应孩子所有一切的需要。
The mother's breasts would provide all the need of a baby.
一个孩子出生以后，只要有母亲的奶，他所有一切的需要 通通都满足了。
When a baby is born, as long as there's milk from mother's breast and all his needs are met.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗继续地告诉我们。
Paul continued to tell us.
当我们跟世界友好的分别。
When we are separated from the world.
当我们被神所悦纳。
When we are pleased by God.
那么这位全能的神就变成我们的依靠，成为我们的供应。
Then this Lord Almighty becomes our fortress and our provision.
啊，我们不是依靠老板过生活。
We're not relying on our boss to live our life.
我们不是依靠世界养我们。
We're not relying on the world to.
这是神在这里所提醒我们的。
Lead us, and that's what God is reminding us here.
所以我们为了这个缘故。
For this reason.
我们应该在世上能够做客旅、做寄居的。
We are sojourner and a temporary traveler on this world.
啊，这是希伯来书第十一章里面所告诉我们。
That's the book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 11.
像亚伯拉罕。
Like Abraham.
还有许多有信心的古人。
Along with many other ancient people who were faithful.
他们看自己就是客旅，就是寄居的。
They saw themselves just as a sojourner.
他们没有想在地上扎根、永久居住的打算。
So they do not plan to live on this earth forever.
那摩西啊，更是为我们做了一个美好的榜样。
And Moses set the best example for us.
他在当时的埃及。
In Egypt at that time.
他成为法老女儿的儿子。
He was the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他有机会成为法老。
He had the opportunity to become Pharaoh himself.
那是多么大的一个诱惑。
How big a temptation that was.
但是在他轻而易举可以做法老的时候。
But when he could easily get the position of Pharaoh.
圣经告诉我们说他长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
But the Bible told us that when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我们特别注意那个长大这个字。
So let's pay attention to the word grown up.
就当我们得救之后。
After we are saved,
我们的父天天在栽培。
God nurtures us every day.
有一定的年日。
And in due time,
他就希望我们长大。
He expects us to grow up.
我们能够认识我们的身份。
We can know our own position.
像摩西那样。
Just as God, Moses.
我们拒绝世界所给他的好处。
He will know to refuse the benefits of the world.
因为他知道他是希伯来人。
Because he knew he was a Hebrew.
他不属埃及。
He did not belong to Egypt.
他宁可和百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
So he chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
不仅这样，
Not only that,
他说他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
啊，这是何等的眼光！
What kind of perspective that is?
摩西有另外一种眼光。
Moses had a different perspective.
他带领以色列出埃及时候那些日子是何等的艰难。
How difficult it was the days that he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
可是他知道艰难的背后那是一个荣耀的奖赏。
But he knew behind all those hardships.
所以他就这样。
He would receive in the glorious reward.
他就这样把以色列人带出了埃及。
With that, he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
那么另外呢，我们稍微看一下关于教会的这个部分。
Let's also look a little bit more about church.
圣经用会幕、用圣殿来预表教会。
God uses the tabernacle, the temple to represent church.
那么教会团体要跟世界分别。
The church should be separated from the world.
我们知道尼希米他们回去重建城墙。
We know Nehemiah led the Israelites back to Israel to rebuild the walls.
使耶路撒冷重新有一个保护。
So the Jerusalem was protected again.
从前没有这个保护的时候。
Without that protection of the wall.
外邦人呢，就常常挑着他们的食物就进城里边去了。
Those foreigners would just carry their food and went into the city.
那外邦人跟以色列人就混杂在那里，这个要相处了。
People from those Gentile countries would intermingle with the Jewish Israelites.
但是这个城墙有了门之后，就有人看守。
But once the wall was built with the gates, and the gates were have watchmen over them.
哪些是能进来的，哪些是不能进来的，锁门的人清清楚楚。
So the gates, watchmen of the gate over the gate would be very clear about who should be allowed to come in, who should not.
所以我们作为神的儿女。
So as children of God,
对于哪些可以进入教会，哪些不可以进入教会，也应当清清楚楚。
We should also be very clear about what could enter church and what should not.
凡是属基督的，我们可以让他进来。
All that belong to Christ, they can come.
凡是属世界的，我们要把它阻挡在外。
All that belong to the world, we should resist and reject.
让神的就归给神。
And let what belongs to God go come to God.
让属该撒的就去归给该撒。
And let what belongs to Caesar go to Caesar.
所以我们看主耶稣洁净圣殿。
So as you can see, Jesus cleansed the temple.
把那些不合神心意、不应当进到圣殿中的，通通都赶出去了。
Chasing away all that's not pleasing to God and that shouldn't came into the temple.
这位最慈爱、最温柔的主，他那时候所表现的，让我们觉得很惊讶。
This loving and gentle and most kind Lord Jesus, his action during the moment, during that moment was so surprising to us.
他把这些做买卖的这些这个桌子什么翻倒，把这些东西通通赶走。
Because he overturned the tables and with great fury, he chased those people outside.
但是主知道他在做什么。
But the Lord knew what he was doing.
因为圣殿是何等神圣的地方。
Because the temple was such a holy place.
就不容许世界侵入到他里面去。
You wouldn't allow the world to enter it.
所以当主这样做的时候，
When the Lord did that,
他也告诉我们教会是何等神圣的地方。
He told us what a holy place church is.
这里是我们敬拜侍奉神的所在。
Church is a place that we worship God and serve God.
那么到了新耶路撒冷的时候，
In the day of the New Jerusalem,
那圣经告诉我们说，它有高大的墙。
Bible tells us there's high and big walls.
那十二个门。
There are 12 gates.
那为什么他先讲墙，再讲门呢？
Why would the Bible talk about wall before the gate?
为什么这个墙是高的呢？
Why would the wall be tall?
因为新耶路撒冷就是神最终得着的教会，成为了新耶路撒冷。
Because the New Jerusalem is what God finally attains the church and became the New Jerusalem.
而它所以成为圣城，那是因为它有高大的墙。
The reason it became the holy city is because there is high wall.
那么有了墙的保护，那么才开门就安全了。
With the protection of the gate, then with the protection of the wall, then the gates can be secured.
但是另外一个城叫做大巴比伦。
Then there's the other city called Great Babylon.
它就完全跟新耶路撒冷是相反的。
Was entirely different from the New Jerusalem.
啊，是充满混乱的。
It was full of turmoil.
而且后来就倾倒了，被烧了。
And finally fall down and was burned.
那么这个是给我们说明，最后世界的结局和教会的这个结局完全不同。
So this is to tell us.The end of the church and the end of the world are drastically different.
今天我们在建造，在等候那个最后成就的时候。
Today we are building and waiting for the final days.
我们就应当注意这些。
We need to pay attention to these.
那么我们稍微讲一点点一些实际的东西。
So let's also talk a little bit of practical matters.
因为怎么，也许这些东西呢太实际了。那如果你觉得有点不舒服的话，请你原谅一下。
Maybe some of the things are too practical and that make you uncomfortable. Please bear with me.
我们跟世界的分别呢，事实上有些具体东西我们需要做的。
So there are actually some practical issues that we need to deal with when we talk about set apart.
头一点就是说，如果世界上的人认为基督徒不应当做的、不应当做的事、不应当去的地方，那我们就不能做，就不能去。
So, for example, if the first of all the people of the world thinks Christians shouldn't go somewhere or someplace, then we probably shouldn't.
或是我们世界上人认为不适当的职业，我们不能够有。
So if the worldly people considers as inappropriate job career, then we shouldn't have those either.
我要举个例子。
For example.
就是好多年前我们一个年长的姊妹，她就来问我一件事。
Many years ago, an elderly sister came to ask me something.
So, 有人告诉我说，叫我不应该打麻将。
She said, somebody told me I shouldn't be playing mahjong.
那她说，我这个只是个卫生麻将。
Well, actually, this is actually hygienic mahjong.
我们也没有任何输赢。
We don't gamble at all.
那我就稍微跟她有点交通。
So I had a little bit of fellowship with her.
她似懂非懂。
So she kind of understood, not quite.
但是又过了一段时间之后，
and after some time,
她告诉我，
she came to tell me.
她说我后来觉得坐在麻将桌上不是很舒服。
She said, I don't feel very comfortable sitting around the mahjong table.
然后另外还有一个老姊妹。
And there's another senior sister.
她信主之前就很喜欢麻将。
She always liked mahjong.
信主之后呢，
she
她也觉得没有什么关系。
Then after being saved, she didn't think much of that.
但是有一天她在那里正在玩的时候，
One day when she was playing mahjong,
圣灵在里面就说了一个话。
So the Holy Spirit within her said something.
说你把这个东西扶起来推倒了，这有什么意思呢？
the voice said within her that is there any meaning when you like put up the mahjong and pull it down?
是很无聊，也很浪费生命。
It really is nothing meaningful and it's a waste of life.
从那一天起啊，他就不要再打麻将。
So from that day on, she stopped playing mahjong.
同志们，有很多东西呢，可能好像看起来就是那种灰色地带的东西。
So there are lots of things that seem to belong to the gray zone.
比如说像抽烟啊。
Like smoking.
一些这个嗜好啊。
Like some kind of hobby.
如果我们要认真的与世界分别的话，那些东西我们要在生命中去对付。
So if we wanted to really set us apart from the world, then we really need to deal with these kind of things in before the Lord.
那么第二个呢，是软弱信徒认为不能做的事。
So the second point is the things that weak Christians, weak believers think we shouldn't do.
保罗给我们举例说，像吃祭偶像之物。
Paul mentioned about the things that have been sacrificed to idols.
如果你很懂真理，你觉得偶像生不得什么，那这些东西可以吃了。
So if you really know the truth and you know idols are nothing, then you could actually eat them.
但是有一个新信主的，或者是信心软弱的弟兄姊妹，他看见你这么做，你就把他绊倒了。
But if there's a new believer or some believer who has weak faith, then when they see you doing this, then they would feel it'll be a stumbling block for them.
对保罗说，因为这个缘故呢，我就不要做。
For that reason, Paul said, then I wouldn't eat the food that had been sacrificed to
idols. 那么喝酒呢，可能就有点像这样。
In drinking is something similar to that as well.
像这边有很多基督徒说，好像圣经没有说不能喝酒。
Many Christians would say, oh, the Bible didn't say Christians can't drink.
但是我们里面的生命好像告诉我们，喝酒也不是主说你应该要喝的。
But our lives within us kind of tell us that it's probably not the thing that God asks you to do.
特别主在提醒我们末后世代的时候。
Especially when God reminds us about the end ages.
那就有些基督徒呢，跟那些酒醉的人一同吃喝。
So some Christians would drink and eat with those who are drunkard.
所以当那个日子来到的时候，
when the time comes,
他们就措手不及。
And they will not be ready.
因为没有预备。
Because they are not prepared.
所以有些东西它不是好像圣经明令禁止，但是如果会妨害我们生命得着或是预备主的再来，我想这些东西我们对的。
So some of the things it doesn't appear like God specifically prohibited us from doing, but if it'll prevent us from our spiritual growth, in the growth of our life, then we might as well deal with that.
那我最后讲一个，就是凡是会叫我们的属灵生命冷淡的，无论是人是事是物，我们都得跟他分别。
Lastly, about the things that might cause our spiritual life to cool down, to cool, that regardless of whether it's people or things or stuff that we needed to deal with it.
如果有一些世上的朋友，他们让我们聚会不太容易，侍奉常常被影响，那我们得小心。
If some of our friends of this world will cause us to be oftentimes not able to attend church gatherings or have problems serving in church, then we need to be careful.
有一些嗜好是一直的这个霸占我们的时间，让我们很多应当就追求、应当侍奉的受到影响，我们也得对。
Some hobbies will take so much of our time, and then so that we have less time to serve and attend church, then we also need to deal with that.
使徒约翰告诉我们
，and Apostle John tells us,
这世界已经受审判了。
The world is already under judgment.
这世界的王已经被赶出去了。
The king of this world has already been chased out.
这意味着什么呢
？What does it mean?
就是有一个时代要转变。
That means there's a generational change.
政权要转变。
There's a political change.
有一天，撒旦不再做世界的王。
One day, Satan will no longer be the king of the world.
基督要来这里做王。
Christ will be the king.
那么这个世界好像一个必须打烊的酒店。
The church is like a bar that will have to close.
好像从前叫很多人在那里醉生梦死。
I used to host so many people who are drunk and just doing nothing.
但神定了日期
There's a due date.
叫他要关门
That it will be closed.
叫他要打烊
That it will be shut.
那就提醒我们
And it reminds us.
今天我们的时间、金钱要投资到哪里去
Today, where should we invest our money and time?
我们应当为什么而活
How should we live our life?
就如同一个银行即将倒闭
Just like a bank is about to close.
我们不会赶紧把我们的大量财富投到那里边去存。
For a bank that's about to bankrupt, we're not going to put a lot of money to deposit in there.
因为它一倒闭，我们就血本无归。
Because once it's bankrupt, we'll have nothing in return.
弟兄姊妹，最后我讲一个我自己的见证。
So lastly, I'll share with you a testimony.
是一个失败的见证。
A testimony of failure.
就是在我信主两年多的时候
I was like about 2 years after I was saved.
本来我在一个大学里面教书
I was teaching in a college.
有一天呢我就觉得不太满意这个教书的工作跟收入
One day I felt like I wasn't very satisfied with the job and the income that I had.
好像我信主之前那个爱世界的野心忽然就重新起来
It felt like the love of the world kind of resurrected, revived, like just as when I before I was saved.
所以我就决定要去找一个新的工作。
So I decided to look for a new job.
而且我就是瞄准这个美商公司那个薪水高的。
So and I aimed at those businesses that will pay well.
好像这个应征啊、面试啊，什么都很顺利。
Then it seems like the interview process and application were all very smooth.
看起来神好像都没有拦住我。
It looks like God didn't stop me.
那最后拿到这个工作了。
And I got an offer.
我去跟这个校长要辞行。
So I went to give the resignation letter to my school principal.
校长就问我说：“你到哪里去工作？你的待遇如何
？”So the principal asked me where I was going to the new job and how was the new income.
我就告诉他说是待遇这么多，然后有一辆新车，然后有多少福利。
So I told him, look, I've got this salary and I got such good benefit and I have a new car.
校长就跟我说：“哇，你这个待遇比我还好啊。”
And the principal said, oh, your benefit is even better than mine.
真叫我羡慕。
Well, I really admire you.
我也有点得意。
So I was very glad.
从来没有开过车子。
I never drove.
所以快要有一辆新车。
And I was about to have a new car.
那是很兴奋的。
I was really excited.
但是有一天。
But one day.
我就在路上遇见一个老姊妹。
I met an elderly sister.
他就跟我说我听说你要离开这里要到哪里去了
She told me, oh, you're about to leave our university. Where are you going?
那他就跟我说我觉得这不是神的旨意
She said, I don't think this is God's will.
我不是很喜欢听
I didn't like to hear that.
但是呢心里面觉得可能他说的是对的
But then I also somewhat felt what she said was right.
因为我做这个转换的时候我不太敢跟人祷告
Because when I was making that transition, I didn't quite dare to pray.
可是我还是硬着头皮就去了。
So I went for that job anyway.
好，管教很快就开始来了。
Then the discipline soon came.
啊，我们租了一个房子。
We rented the house.
啊，蚊子跟蚂蚁特别多。
Lots of mosquitoes and ants.
而且呢，别人不咬都专咬我。
And it didn't bite other people. It's always just bit me.
啊，做了半个月的时候。
And about a half month later.
有一天正要出去那个卖这电脑啊，卖这些电子设备的时候。
I was about to go out and buy some computers and electric.
带着我的经理坐在旁边。
And my manager was sitting next to me.
忽然他告诉我说：“你撞到人了。”
And he suddenly told me, "You hit somebody."
我一点都不知道。
I didn't know at all.
我停下车，回过头一看。
I stopped the car and turned back and looked.
哦，我真的吓坏了。
I was so scared.
有个胖胖的老人家，就趴在地上一动也不动。
Oh, there was a like big build older people and was lying on the.Ground and not moving at all.
他脚踏车在旁边，他趴在地上。
And there was a bike next to him, and he was like on the ground.
啊，我立刻就知道是什么原因。
I immediately knew what happened.
所以我马上跟主说。
So I immediately prayed to God.
说主啊，我没有听你的话。
Oh Lord, I didn't hear you.
我跑回世界去了。
I went back to the world.
我求你一件事。
I ask you one thing.
就是救这个人。
Please save this person.
只要他不死
，as long as he doesn't die.
你无论要我向我要什么，我都给你。
Whatever you ask of me, I will give to you.
因为在我刚得救的时候
，because as soon as I was saved,
主就呼召我侍奉他。
God asked me to serve him.
要全时间侍奉他
，and be a full-time minister.
但是我不但没有往那个方向去。
But I didn't go that direction.
我还往着另外相反的方向跑。
Instead, I went the opposite direction.
所以主来挽回。
So God came to save me.
那三天之久，这个老人家就是昏迷不醒。
So 3 days, that older person was in coma and didn't wake up.
他的头大概长了两倍大。
His head like was swollen to twice the size of usual.
我完全没有心上班。
I couldn't work.
然后一直跟主祷告。
And I just kept on praying. Oh Lord, please save him.
感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
主拯救他。
He saved him.
他整个恢复过来。
He completely recovered.
而且呢，他脑子没有坏掉。
And then he didn't have brain injuries.
我还遇到一家好人。
And I even met a good family.
没有跟我要求太多的赔偿。
They didn't ask much compensation from me.
医药费都是保险公司付的。
And the medical cost was covered by insurance.
我送给他们一笔钱啊，可以给老人家补补身体。
I gave them a sum of money for the older person to just kind of help recover.
他们就这样放过我了。
And they just let me go like that.
啊，我真的非常感恩。
So I was very grateful.
所以从那以后
，And from that point on,
我就觉得世界不能再去了。
I knew I couldn't go back to this world anymore.
我是属神的。
I belong to God.
我要跟他有一个彻底的分别。
I have to be separated from this world.
所以后来神就带我到美国读书。
So God led me to the U.S.
后来就顺利带我走向侍奉他的路。
And then and smoothly I went on the path of serving Lord full time.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个得救的神的儿女，神都是这样计划。
So brothers and sisters, every one of us who are saved by God, God has a great plan for us.
让我们来讨他的欢喜。
To please Him.
让他成全他在我们身上的旨意。
To accomplish His will on us.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的恩典何等丰盛。
Your grace is so sufficient.
虽然我们会偏离，会跌倒。
Even though we go astray and fall at times.
但你的杖，你的竿都来挽回我们。
But your rod and your staff, they rescue us.
让我们能够回到你的身边。
Oh, let us turn back to you.
走在合你心意的路上。
And to walk on the path that's pleasing to you.
请你祝福亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all the brothers and sisters.
每一位都蒙你的悦纳。
So that every one of us will be pleased.
每一位的生命都被你成全。
Our lives will be completed by you.
教会全体蒙你的保守。
And our church as a whole will be kept by you.
能够在世上为你做光做盐。
And as the salt and light in this world word for you.
能够迎接主的回来。
And to welcome the return of our Lord.
为你做荣耀的见证。
And to be the glorious testimony for you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.